Jack Fay at Astra Radio, and it's an honor to be talking with you. You know, Lawrence has a lot to offer, and I wanted to know just how much it had to offer. So I asked one of my good friends and...
Never too crowded at night, but it's 24 hours, so you always have someplace to study, meet up with friends, have access to the internet, good cup of coffee for a good price, baked goods, comfortable seating, real creative atmosphere. They exhibit independent artists from the cities, from Lawrence, the communities. They also have a room in back where people have actually made a community mural out of their own drawings. So it's a place where you can really feel that you're contributing yourself to it, but at the same time, experiencing the rest of the city as well.
This is Jack Fay at Astra Radio, and it's an honor to be talking with you. You know, Lawrence has a lot to offer, and longtime Lawrence resident Lance Edward Taylor, where some good spots were around town.
Certainly Pyramid Pizza, which is probably the best pizza I've ever had.
Where's Pyramid Pizza located, and what makes it so good?
Well, it's right across from Granada, which I love going to. It's a great venue to go see shows at. And then it's just like right on Mass, so a lot of other stuff to do around there.
What sets Pyramid Pizza apart from all the other places on Mass Street?
Higher quality pizza. I mean, Papa Kina's is like right next to it, but I'd never go there if I can go to Pyramid.
So what bar do you enjoy going to a lot?
Okay, there are two bars that I go to. I go to them for two different reasons. Well, kind of the same reason. Lawrence is a great bar scene, but I like going to Dempsey's because it's just off of Massachusetts Street. They have really good hamburgers there, and they have a student special on Tuesday too, so the burgers are only like $4, and they're gourmet burgers. But also it has a very mixed crowd. You have students, you have 30-year-olds, you know, a nice mixture of people. And it's never super-duper packed like if you go to Tonic or Brothers or Fatso's or a place like that.
Time Lawrence residents Lance Edward Taylor, where some good spots were around town that made Lawrence the town it was. One place he talked about.
I really like Signs of Life Coffee Shop on Mass Street. I think it's easy for me to read there because there's not a lot of sound, but like enough noise that I don't feel like I'm completely alone. And they have a lot of different like coffee drinks and stuff to eat. I don't know. I just like the atmosphere, and I like that they have a bookstore, and so it's kind of fun to like walk around and look at different stuff. And then they also have like an art gallery and antiques upstairs, so kind of a fun study break, I guess. My first night here, my roommate took me to Free State Brewing, Lawrence Free State Brewing, and I thought that was a good restaurant and had a lot of different options.
Lawrence has a lot to offer, and I wanted to know just how much it had to offer. So I asked one of my good
Save up your pennies. Go eat a nice meal. Don't just go drinking. Go to the museum. Get to know the community artwork. Listen to local music. Take advantage of this diverse cultural place.